So thank you, everyone, for coming to this. We are the eighth day celebrating International Women's Day. And our theme is, we are of water. And it's quite significant, I think, that yesterday was also World Water Day. And water in our state reminds us of the sacredness of life. It flows through each of us. And it's also the way that we are experiencing climate change most significantly in New Mexico because of the water that we're having less frequently. And then when we do have it, we have these vast floods that come forth. And water is a very feminine. In Franciscan spirituality, we call water sister. So sister water, and we're all sisters and brothers here today. And so I welcome all of you to celebrate this International Women's Day event. And before we begin today, I'd just like to call your attention to a couple of things. One is the reason that we have this event and focused around climate change is because women throughout the world are the ones most affected and disproportionately affected by climate change. It's because they are the food producers throughout most of the world, and you know, Oxfam works a great deal on that issue, and we're really pleased to be able to work together on this event, Oxfam and New Mexico Interfaith Power and Light, and so it's been a wonderful partnership. And then Bunny Bowen here from Las Positas has helped with the planning, as well as Yasmin and Kathy, who's did all the wonderful, wonderful food. But so women are adversely affected and disproportionately affected by climate change throughout the planet. And we really are not stepping up to the plate in this country to address and deal with climate change. And we need to step that up forward. And actually, I was I'm one of the Oxfam sister ambassadors on the planet, and I was just back in D.C. a couple weeks ago. And we had a whole day about this, and we had some lobbying regarding several budgetary issues regarding food production and women, and also climate adaptation, and trying to push some funding into the Green Climate Fund, which is an international fund set up that those countries that are the economically challenged countries that have the least carbon emissions, it would support them and in adaptation mitigation efforts by those countries like the United States, European, et cetera, who are contributing most. So I'd also like to share, just on that note before we kind of really start here, there was an International Women's Earth and Climate Summit in September. Some of you might have heard that or might not. I think it was a very significant event, and it was by certain invited world leaders that it was held. And they came up with a declaration, and it's the Women of the World Call for Urgent Action on Climate Change and Sustainability Solutions. And I brought some copies today. It's also online, but I'll just pass these around. If anybody would like one of these copies, you're welcome to take it, but also you can get it online. So as we begin, we're going to be having these wonderful artists share today, and they're going to be sharing about their art and how it is part of their own spiritual being and spirituality and connected to the earth, and how it, their art in whatever form, is really healing for the planet and for each of us as we witness that beauty and experience that beauty. And we also have some wonderful artists who have tables around our room here, too. Also, I want to thank St. Mark's on the Mesa for hosting this wonderful event today. And Alan Lowry is back there at the table, so just want to thank you again for sponsoring this. So we'd like to begin today, though, with just sharing a little bit about our sisters around the planet who have artistic expressions about climate change and how it's affecting their lives and their worlds. And I'm going to read one poem, and then Yasmin has a wonderful PowerPoint of art from women and girls from throughout the planet on climate change. And this poem is by Kathy Jetnil Kishner, and it's probably pronounced totally wrong. And she is from the Republic of the Marshall Islands. And her poem is called Tell Them. And if at any time somebody can't hear, just raise your hand, okay? So tell them. Tell them about the water. How we have seen it rising, flooding across our cemeteries, gushing over our seawalls, and crashing against our homes. Tell them what it's like to see the entire ocean level with the land. Tell them we are afraid. Tell them we don't know of the politics or the science, but tell them we see what is in our own backyard. Tell them that some of us are old fishermen who believe that God made us a promise. Tell them some of us are a little bit more skeptical of God. But most importantly, tell them we don't want to leave, we've never wanted to leave, and that we are nothing without our islands.